The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
Yes, three apiece, Taz. You want me to lead the way? You led in college? All right, here we go. Pick number one for me. I'm going to go to AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. I'm going to take the Giants plus the 7.5 on the road in Dallas against the Cowboys. Ezekiel Elliott back for Dallas. I think it's a Giant team. Offensive line significantly improved from a year ago. I'm not telling you they're going to beat the Cowboys, but I think they're going to play them within a touchdown. And I respect that Cowboys defense, or certainly have a healthy respect for what they've been able to accomplish over the last year. Giants are a better football team this year. Their over-under number, I think, is 5.5. I think they play the Cowboys close. I think the number's a little bit too big. I'll take the 7.5. I'll take the Giants. That's game number one for me.
I'm going to the same spot, same game, Cowboys-Giants. Giants at Cowboys, but I disagree. So I'm going to go the Cowboys. I feel the Cowboys will cover. I agree with everything you said about the Giants. They're definitely a much better team this year. But I think Zeke Elliott being back in the fold with that offense, with some weapons that the Cowboys have, a good offensive line, good defense. I like them at home. I think there's been a lot of chatter about them. I think the Cowboys are going to come raring to go at home, and I think they're going to cover. So I'll go with Dallas.
Game number two for me. We're going to stay in the NFC East, and I'm going to go down to Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, as the Eagles entertain the Washington Redskins. And I'm going to take Philadelphia. And I'm going to lay the big number of 10. That Redskins offensive line is obviously depleted, whether it be a defection, injury, what have you. No Trent Williams. That Eagles defense can get after the quarterback. We know that. Big year for Carson Wentz. He doesn't have Nick Foles looking over his shoulder. It's an Eagles team that has hopes of not only winning their division, but maybe getting down to Miami in the Super Bowl. And I'd be surprised. I know it's a division game, and usually these division games you never know, especially early on in the season. I don't think the Redskins are going to be particularly good. I think they lost some guys on defense. They overpaid for Landon Collins. I don't love the quarterback in Case Keenum. We're going to see Haskins at some point this year. Eagles are a significantly better team. I'm going to take the Eagles. I think they win this game by a couple touchdowns. It's a big number for an opening week, but I'll lay the 10. They're home. Ravenous crowd will be fun. Take Philadelphia to lay it on Washington week one. That's pick number two for me.
All right. We always get the game we talked about a little bit before. LA Rams are traveling across the country towards the East Coast here to play the Carolina Panthers at home. -2. -2. Panthers are the favorite. I'm sorry, I apologize. Rams are the favorite. Panthers are getting 2 at home. I'm going Rams all the way. I feel like, look, Jared Goff just signed a big, big contract. You know, he's got a plethora of weapons in there, from Woods to Cooks to Kupp. We talked about Todd Gurley, a really good offensive line, a defense that is just legit can be. Arguably the best defensive player in the league will be wearing that Rams uniform like he always loves, and Aaron Donald. You know, I don't know, man. They're loaded. They're loaded, and I just think -2, given 2, hey, Rams all the way, they're going to cover.
All right, Rams pick number 2 for Taz. Pick number 3 for me, we're going to go up to CenturyLink Field, the 12s. They're going to be celebrating on Sunday as one of the worst teams in the NFL. The Cincinnati Bengals come to town and take on the Seattle Seahawks. It's another healthy number, 9.5. Seattle is the favorite. I can't take the 9.5. I'm going to lay the 9.5. I'm going to take the Seattle Seahawks, and here's the reason why. I mean, I know there's not a lot behind Ty Lockett at wide receiver for the Seattle Seahawks, but you saw Seattle become more Seattle last year in the second half. Running, Chris Carson, Rashad Penny has not had a good camp. Once again, out of shape, you know, for a second straight year, but he'll work his way into shape. That Seahawk defense is going to get after. No A.J. Green. Boyd's a good receiver. He's just not A.J. Green, and he's going to get a lot of the targets from Dalton on Sunday. I'm going to take the Seahawks, lay the 9.5. I don't think you're going to get a much offense from Cincinnati. I don't think you're going to get a ton of points from Seattle. You'll get enough to cover the 9.5. I think they win the game by anywhere 13, 10, something of that nature. Give me the Seahawks, lay the 9.5. That's pick number 3 for me.
All right, my third pick, Moose. We got Kansas City at Jaguars, at Jacksonville. And the underdog in this game is at home again. And you got Jacksonville. They're getting 3.5. I like the Chiefs. I like the Chiefs to go all the way. You and I had the same pick to win the Super Bowl, and it's Kansas City Chiefs. I think it starts right here down in Jacksonville. And I do think that the Chiefs will cover for sure. I just think, look, with Pat Mahomes, he is the man, most electrifying guy in the game today. And Tariq Hill, despite you may think of the guy personally, he's an amazing wide receiver, amazing athlete. LeSean McCoy, Shady Jones, he's back now. He's back, not with the Bills, but my Bills. He's going to be with the Chiefs. Let's see what he can do. They got a good little running back there, too, and Damian Williams, and a really, really good defense. I will take the Chiefs to cover.
All right, so my three selections. I'm taking the Giants plus the 7.5, the Seahawks laying the 9.5, and the Eagles laying the 10. Those are my three picks. Your three picks, Taz?
I have the Cowboys covering. I have the Cowboys beating the Giants and covering with the 7. I have the Rams covering also. They're given 2. So you have 2 on that game? I had 2 on that, too. I had 2. So I just want to give them the right information.
I had 2, correct.
Okay, cool. So I have the Rams covering at the Panthers, and I got the Chiefs covering 3.5 at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
There you go. Very nice. There are your week 1 selections, amazingly enough.